By not following agency protocols, the IRS put more than a million taxpayers at risk for fraud and identity theft. That's according to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. It discovered security lapses during a routine compliance check. It found contractors didn't have the required background investigations before handling sensitive but unclassified information. Assistant Inspector General Greg Kutz joins us now to talk about the audit and how he thinks the IRS should fix that situation. Greg, good morning.
Morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
All right, so what prompted this audit? Was this something routinely that you were doing and discovered this horrible situation, or did you have a clue this might be the case?
Well, as you're aware, and I'm sure you've had discussions on your program, identity theft and compromise of sensitive but unclassified information is not just a federal issue, but a private sector issue also. And we've had for years major management challenges relating to IRS security. We've had prior audits that have raised some concerns. And like other agencies, IRS relies on contractors to have access to sensitive but unclassified information at their facilities. So as of January 2014, there were almost 14,000 contractor personnel working at IRS, and of those, about 10,000 had access to IRS systems, facilities, and sensitive but unclassified information. So this is a big issue facing the IRS.
So these 10,000 non-IRS employees or contractor employees can log on and look at things and see anything that someone from the IRS can see?
Either systems access or access to files or other types of ways to have access to sensitive but unclassified information, which includes taxpayer information and other PI information that would result from IRS systems or documents, yes.
And just as a matter of background, the IRS has, what, about 95,000 employees or something like that. Can all of those, do they all have equal access to information, or can only some people, even within the IRS, potentially look at a taxpayer record or some other information about a taxpayer?
Yeah, there's only a certain number of IRS employees that have access, and the access varies based on job descriptions.
Okay, so getting back to the contractors, so 10,000 of them should have had background checks. And what did you find the actuality there?
We looked at a number of contracts. Again, we did some sampling. We had some contracts that we had seen in the past that had some concern. We did find, as you mentioned in the opening, that the IRS was not consistently following their own policies to make sure that background investigations are performed on contractor employees before they have access to sensitive information. And so for five contracts, courier, printing, document recovery, and sign language, we found that they did not follow that policy. And a couple of quick examples, I think you mentioned in the opening. In one case, they provided a contractor information on 1.4 million taxpayers' names, addresses, and social security numbers, and none of those contractor personnel had background checks performed. And in the other case that I think is quite interesting is a courier was performing the daily route and had access to taxpayer information and other sensitive information, and they had served 21 years in prison for arson.
Wow. And there's one case where you have someone who had a printing services contract, and they were handed a disc, a compact disc containing $1.4 million taxpayer names, addresses, and social security numbers.
Yes, and again, that creates a significant vulnerability, certainly, without having background checks done on those employees.
And the other interesting thing here is you write in the summary that TIGTA found that 12 contracts for which IRS program and procurement office staff correctly determined that contractor personnel requirements were there for background checks. So where did the break come if the program people and the contracting people knew that these people had to be checked for their backgrounds? Why didn't it happen?
Well, again, it was just delays. So you have, like I mentioned, the five contracts where the background checks weren't done at all, and then you had a handful of other contracts where they were done, but they were done late or not done at all in a few cases. And the real issue here is, do you have it in the contract that you have to have the background checks done? Does IRS even know they have to do it? And in the cases you're talking about now, the 12, they did know, and they just didn't get it done. So one of our recommendations is certainly to provide refresher training to make sure that employees know, first of all, to get the background checks done in the first place and to build it into the contract, and second of all, when it's actually built into the contract, to get it done timely. Because, again, if you have it done late, you still have the vulnerability.
Seems like the contractors themselves might have been a little bit cavalier about this because they bid knowing that the people that they were going to use if they got the contract were not checked, and they went ahead and took the award and started doing the work.
Yeah, we didn't look at it from that aspect, but certainly they may have some responsibility in it, but we really focused on what the IRS was supposed to be doing in advance, and it really is the IRS's responsibility, and if they don't follow their responsibility, it's really kind of their own issue. But certainly the contractors would have some involvement in making sure that this got done.
We're speaking with Greg Kutz. He's the Assistant Inspector General for the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, TIGTA. Now, is there any evidence here that any taxpayer information was actually compromised?
Well, that was beyond the scope of our report. We were really looking to make sure that IRS had controls in place to make sure that these background investigations were done in advance of contractor employees having access. So we didn't look to see, and really oftentimes you're not going to ever know if someone actually stole data, because sometimes you don't know where the data was stolen and how it got out of the organization. That's just not an IRS issue. That's a Defense Department issue, a HHS issue, a Target issue, and other organizations that you've seen out there that have significant challenges in this area.
I guess if there's a disk out there with 1.4 million Social Security numbers and the contractor picked, say, well, let's use these five and get their information and steal their identity, it would be almost impossible to trace back to that disk.
I agree with you, yes.
All right, so what does the IRS say about this?
Well, we've made five recommendations to the IRS, and they certainly, this is a very important issue to the IRS, and they are in general agreement to go forward with these, and I think they've probably already taken some action. So it's a combination of security provisions in contracts, training of employees, and having a mechanism in place to follow up to make sure that these checks are done. And again, the timing of them is very important in advance of contractor employees having access. So I think we had a very good relationship with IRS on this, and I'm confident they'll move forward and tighten things up.
Now, these background checks, are they the same types of ones that would take place if you were, say, doing a security background check, the USIS contracts and the Office of Personnel Management, or is this a different line of background checks?
Well, IRS has a number of people. I think it's less than 2,000 that have secret, top secret type clearances, but then they also have background investigations that are done on other employees that have access to the SBU information. So most of the access at IRS is not classified information. The real issue at IRS is access to taxpayer information. If you think about IRS, they've got information on most every American. And so it's a very, very large organization. And really the biggest issue facing them, I think, is not classified information. It's more the taxpayer and PII information.
And as far as that goes, I mean, can contractors see both types, or is it much more restricted group that can see the actual returns and so forth?
Most of the contractors that would have access to the taxpayer records and other records. I think it'd be a more limited set that would have access, but some would, but it would be a limited set that would have access to classified information.
And so as far as, so that's considered classified. In other words, my tax return from 3 years ago, that's classified as opposed to sensitive but unclassified, which might be my name and Social Security number.
No, taxpayer information is sensitive, unclassified information. Classified information would be more of a Department of Defense issue or national security type issues. Although IRS, again, does have some employees with the security clearances for top secret and secret. Most of this information we're talking about, the taxpayer information, is sensitive but unclassified.
And just as a larger issue, is it your impression that the IRS, I mean, you hear conflicting reports. I mean, the IRS, the National Treasury Employees Union, says that the agency is now understaffed for everything that it has to do. And if this background check closure isn't happening, it could be maybe the staffing is not sufficient. Do you have a sense of whether that's part of the problem?
We didn't look at that as part of this, but I do believe budgetary issues can have an impact on the timing of security background checks and security clearance checks. But that's not something we looked at as part of this audit. But again, I think IRS does have some resource challenges, as you just noted.
And who pays for an individual's background check if they're a contractor? Is it the agency, or is the contractor responsible for that, and somehow it's built into the cost of the contract?
I believe this is an agency expense here.
Okay, so really then it's for the contractor, it's just a matter of convenience, but they don't have to pay for it. So it's really the incentive is on the IRS.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming to work for the IRS, so whether it's built into the contract or IRS pays directly, it ends up being a cost of the federal government to get clearances for these individuals.
I guess one way or another.
Yes.
Yeah, and so are you going to look back at this again and see, make sure those people did in fact have those backgrounds? How many felons were there about? You mentioned one that had served 21 years in prison. Is that the extreme example?
Well, that's an extreme example, yes. Again, we didn't find a lot of those, but in this particular case, that was a contract we had come across that we had concerns about. So, but again, there could be others that had those types of backgrounds. And if you do a background investigation, that's something that would definitely show up and would potentially preclude someone from having a background clearance here.
All right. Greg Kutz is the Assistant Inspector General for Treasury, Inspector General for Tax Administration. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.